introduced the topic for the year, he was discussing, it came up in the message about the disasters that have occurred both in California with the fires and out in North Carolina with the floods out there. And he used the phrase that people have surrendered their property and in some cases their lives to these disasters. And as I got to thinking about that, and I it bothered me, honestly, because I'm like, well, yeah, that's true, they did. But I was like, how do you make that applicable to this? And as I thought about it, I went, no, that's, I mean, he made it. It applied for what he said. But I thought about it, I'm like, that's not Christian surrender. All of these people, as they stood there and they watched their homes burn or they watched property and family or anything get swept away, as they watched that destruction, all of that was a kind of unwilling surrender. If you could go back a week before and tell these people and show them everything that you're going to lose, I don't doubt they would have put up a barrier around the house. They would have packed up the house and moved. They would have taken everything they could and they would have left. They would have sacrificed nothing but some time and effort. And I was like, no, no, no. Christian surrender would be a willing type. It would be us daily laying this before Christ, whatever it is, and just laying it before Christ and saying, this is yours. We are called to a willing surrender to Christ and to let Him purify whatever it is through Himself and then to take it back, take back what He gives. And I was playing around with something and I found a source that actually puts this better, and it says, biblical surrender is not passive resignation. It is active, intentional act of yielding one's will, desires, and control to the sovereignty of God. It's recognizing God's ultimate authority and choosing to align our lives with His purpose, even when they differ from our own. This surrender is not a one-time event, but a continuous process of daily submission and reliance on God's grace. And I was just struck with the thought that that is, first of all, it's a daily thing. How often do I take everything in my life and daily lay it before God? But also the fact that it's not a resignation. Too often, I surrender stuff to God because I don't allow a different choice. Oh, I have to do this, God. It's yours. Take it and do whatever you will with it. And yeah, it's yours, whatever. And this message just really called me out on that because I was like, it is not passive resignation. This is not, I need to be taking whatever it is and saying, you gave it to me, I'm going to give it back. And I've just been really thinking about that. And, you know, the fact that it's not just a one-time event, I mean, but a continuous, a daily submission. We need to continue our submission to Christ and our surrender of everything about ourselves to Christ daily. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 to 16, it speaks to us building upon a foundation and being selective with what we build with. Verse 12, it starts with, now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? We are God's workmanship. We are building in His name and for His glory. What we do will have consequences. We need to strive daily to surrender all we say or think or do for the glory of God. We need to give God our all. We need to willingly give God everything we have and let it pass through the refining fire so that only the best stuff survives and we can glorify God with what does survive. We need to lay everything before God, our path in life, our finances, our families, our friends, and everything that we take in, all the books, music, and movies. We need to prayerfully lay all of these before God and ask Him to refine those. Help me to see this as yours and to act accordingly. Is this the best for me? Help it to glorify you through me. Help me to be the best with these. Help all of this through me to glorify you. Help me to use them to glorify you. We always need to remember that we are God's temple and need to act as such. Would you act this way, read this book, or talk like this in a temple? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, going back to that, says, "Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." We daily need to walk with that ingrained in our heart, that everything we are doing is building a foundation, and what is that foundation made out of? And that everything we do, say, or think will be tried by fire and will be revealed by that fire. In Proverbs chapter 3, we are called to trust God and not to lean on our own knowledge and wisdom, but to turn to Him first and to fear Him and to depart from evil. It says, trust in the Lord with all, or verse chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. God says we are to see Him as the source of our wisdom and to seek it from Him. By seeking the wisdom and trusting God and acknowledging Him, He will direct our paths and He will help us to stay out of evil. Does this item that we need to sacrifice to Him call us to lean to our understanding or encourage our wisdom and not God's? In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus says that if we want to follow Him, we must deny ourselves and what we want to follow Him. Chapter 16, verse 24, it says, "Then Jesus said unto His disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Jesus says to deny ourselves, to seek what He wants before what we want. Questions like, should I be going to this place, hanging out with these people, watching this, or listening to this? We need to offer everything we do, everything we want to do, everything we see, hear, and think, and want, especially what we want, to God. Would you do this if the weakest Christian you know was with you or was going to watch you later on? And that's a key thing, because it's not just always what we think and what is going to be a stumbling block to us. I was talking with a couple of young people and I said, you know, there's a book series I was listening to and it may not be the best thing because it's not just me, but what does this say? What does it bring about in me? But then further as I thought about it, I'm like, what does this say if one of my coworkers hopped in and they went, oh yeah, I know that book series. It, by the way, is not a Christian book series. If they saw it, what would they think? Who is my God to them because of what I do? And I need to contemplate this and maybe not listen to that book series because of what it might do. So we need to think about that. Does what you're doing glorify God in thought as well as deed? If we ask ourselves these type of questions with an open heart, we can trust God to guide our steps. Philippians calls us to be Christ-like and gives us Christ as an example. Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 5. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant that was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross." James says that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. James chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, "But He giveth more grace. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. We are called to purify our hearts and to cleanse ourselves and to seek God. All of this calls us to sacrifice ourselves to God and what He wants from us and for us. And we just, again, I'm going to hit upon this. We need to focus on this sacrifice and the purity in that. Everything. I mean, I honestly would have to say it's probably everything down to the clothes you wear in the morning. Is this going to glorify you, God? Continuing on. In Psalms, we are called to delight ourselves in the Lord. Psalms chapter 37, verse 4 to 6 says, Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. He will bring forth thy righteousness. And that is something we can trust in God to do, that if we just delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart, and He shall bring forth the righteousness and the judgment as a bright and shining object to us and to the people around us. We need to commit our ways and desires to God and to trust in Him wholly. We need to commit everything to God and to sacrifice our wants and wishes to Him. Isaiah calls us to forsake the wicked and return to God. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7 to 9 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's thoughts are not ours, and His thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours, and because of that, we can trust Him when our heart wants to go any direction or desires something that might be against His will. And, you know, I'm going to hit on this. You know, if we sacrifice to God and we seek His will in everything that we say, think, and do, which calls, I was almost going to say, it calls a lot for us. I mean, imagine what you'd have to sacrifice. But I guess this goes back to like what Pastor said, is it truly a sacrifice to give to God what He's already given to us? All we are doing is returning it to Him and recognizing Him as the rightful owner and the rightful authority in our lives and in the whole world. Amen. And I lost my place. I went off on a... Someone said I don't go off on too many rabbit trails. That's why I lose my place when I go off on rabbit trails. And, oh yeah. Even Christ wanted something and expressed that to God, but in the end He submitted to God's will above His own. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 38 and 39, it says, "Then He saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with Me. And He went a little further and fell on His face and prayed, saying, O My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from Me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt." Not as I will, but as Thou wilt. This is an acknowledgement of what He wanted, and yet that through that, in spite of that, He was submitted to the will of God. As we go through our lives, we need to seek the will of God because He is smarter than us. He is more caring and loving than us. His will is better than ours, and glorifying God is our calling. In everything that we do, we need to give it to God with all of our heart for His glory and accept back what He gives us, knowing that it is the best thing for us and that God has said it is the best thing for us. Thank you. See, that was even shorter than I thought it was going to be.